In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. In the first reading today, we hear about this group of people that came from Babylon to the king to ask for the death of Daniel because he had destroyed the false god. And we might look at that and say, what a bunch of barbarians. Except do you think it'd be any different today? We live in this society where we've decided that everything is okay. Of course, it's interesting, the one thing that's not okay is to be Catholic, but other than that, everything is okay. And if you try and speak out against it, you're hateful. You don't think it'd be any different? Look what goes on even within the church. If you point out, as a priest, the evil that's going on, the corruption, the immorality, the despicable nonsense that's going on, you get canceled. We've got hundreds and hundreds of priests, so much so now that they even have that exact title, canceled priests. Who'd ever heard of such a thing until just a few years ago? But there are all kinds of them. Why? Not because they violated children, not because they stole money from the parish, not because they were teaching bad things from the pulpit, because they spoke the truth. And their bishop didn't like it. And so he just removed them. It is exactly what Jesus talked about in the gospel today. And he said to his brethren that the world doesn't hate you, but it hates me because I convict the world. Certainly he spoke out and he spoke the truth, but it was the way that he lived. Remember what it tells us in, I think it's the second chapter of the Book of Wisdom. And it says, let us kill the just one because he is obnoxious to us. Really, just because of the way that he lives, it's obnoxious to them. It convicts them. Not even because he spoke a word, but because his way of life is different. And they even point that out in that same passage from Wisdom. His way of life is different from everybody else. We see that with anybody who is holy. This is what they do to them. And we shouldn't be surprised. Remember, I pointed out to you before, one of the things that they will oftentimes look at when they're considering the canonization of somebody is, number one, how they were treated by the hierarchy in the church. Number two, how they handled that. They know that the bishops are going to go after them. And that's one of the proofs of somebody being a saint, is how they handled it. How pathetic. The very people who are supposed to be supporting somebody in growth and holiness are the ones that are trying to destroy it. But of course, it works just like God uses Satan. God allows Satan to attack us, and if we're willing to cooperate with God's grace, then it works against Satan. So Satan's working against himself, if that's the case, because the very thing that he's trying to do to destroy us is actually making us stronger. That's exactly what happens. If you're persecuted, if you are ridiculed, if you are destroyed from a worldly perspective, if you continue to focus on God and to pray, it is the means for growth in holiness. It is the way to grow in virtue. It's not easy, but has being a saint ever been? And so we all have to recognize that this is the reality. And in a world like ours right now, where it has become utterly insane, well, actually, it's become evil. We have to recognize that if the world likes us, we are in trouble. I saw the headline of an article a couple of weeks ago that it said something like, it's time to make being Catholic weird again. Well, it's time to be politically incorrect. Because if we're politically correct, that means we're going along with all the corruption, along with all the evil. For centuries, Catholics stood out among everybody else because they were different, because they lived a different way, because they were focused on God, and they lived their lives that way. Now, we just want to be like everyone else. We just want to fit in. There's no difference between our God and their God. I guess you can believe in whatever you want. I can believe in whatever I want. It doesn't matter. It's all the same anyway. What a bunch of garbage. We profess that we believe in one God, which means every other last one of these blasted things is false. It's a lie. And we need to say that. We can't just say, oh, well, you know, everybody can have their own opinion. Sure, people can have their opinion, but their opinion can be dead wrong. And just because it's somebody's opinion in our relativistic society supposedly means everybody can have their own truth, which again is obviously ridiculous. There can only be one truth. But I have literally heard these people stating that everyone has their own truth, so everyone can be right. What a convenient way for Satan to work. Believe anything you want, and it's true, just because you believed it into existence, apparently. But the one thing that's not acceptable is to believe in one God. So it's, maybe time to be weird by being Catholic again. But we don't have to worry about being weird. We just need to worry about being Catholic. Because if we're Catholic, we're not going to fit in with the world. And Jesus said, the world hates him because he convicts the world. So if you simply live your faith, you're going to convict the world. You don't have to say a word. Just live it. They're going to see it. You can't hide it. They will recognize it, and they will hate you for it. And so it's always a great thing for all of us to be able to look at and say, do I fit in with the world? Does the world recognize me as one of its own? Do I want to be just like everyone else? Then we don't want to be like God, in whose image and likeness we are created. That's the point that we all have to look at in ourselves. So we're living in a time where things are, thanks be to God, beginning to come to a head. Still got a little bit of time to go, but it's coming. And it will be absolutely clear, as I pointed out many, many times, there will only be two options. It's either God or it's not. And if it's not God, then it's Satan, in any of his thousands of different ways. You can believe in this God or goddess, you can believe in whatever, or you can believe in God. You're going to serve the Lord or you're going to serve Satan. There will be no in between. And mark my words, there will be martyrs because of this. The world will hate those who choose God, and they will kill them. The question is, are we going to serve the Lord? Daniel was willing to be thrown into the lion's den because he spoke the truth and he stood up for the truth. He destroyed a false god. How about us? Are we willing to stand for the truth? Again, we don't have to go out and be obnoxious. You don't need to take a soapbox and stand out in the corner and start railing against everybody. Just live it. A light in the darkness cannot be hidden. And so it's going to be obvious. Just live it. That's what we're being asked to do. Are we willing to embrace that? Are we willing to do that? It sounds like it should be pretty easy, but we know it's not. Because there's that whole part of us, especially maybe as Americans, but I think it's just a human problem, that we want to compromise. We want to get along. Again, I'm not saying treat people badly. I'm not saying, again, let's go out and be jerks. No. Jesus told us we have to be charitable. We have to be kind. But our society doesn't even know what that is. And so if you go out and actually treat people with charity, they're still going to look at you like you're a nut. So I guess being Catholic is weird. Because we have truth and we have charity, and that's what we have to live. That's not what the world is living. Neither truth nor charity. So great challenge for all of us. As we look ultimately in these next couple of weeks, what that cost our blessed Lord. But remember, it's not just the immediate cost. Look at the fruit. Look at the salvation, the redemption that came from that. And he's offering us to participate in that, to be a part of that in our world today, so that that work of redemption continues, so that Christ's message can continue to be brought into the world. That's the task he's given to each one of us. And if that's the case, then the world is going to hate us because it hates him. Praise the Lord if that happens. But if it doesn't, then we need to ask why. Either because we're trying to become like the world, or we're compromising, or we're not living our faith very well, whatever the reason, that's what we need to look at. Because the world doesn't want the truth. And sadly, many, many, many people in the church today do not want the truth. And so we have to be countercultural. We have to go against the grain. We have to follow Jesus, no matter what the cost. That's not an easy thing. And yet, it is pure freedom, because you know you have the truth. And if you're living the truth in charity, then you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. That's the call that our Lord has given to us, not to compromise with the world, to rise above the world, and to help the world to rise with us, to bring as many souls as we can. There's only one way to do it. That is truth and charity.